Welcome to Inside Analog Photo. I'm your host, Scott Shepard. The Inside Analog Photo radio program is all about the traditional photographic process. We talk about all aspects of analog photography, including the hybrid workflow. You can find out more information over at www.insideanalogphoto.com. And of course, Inside Analog Photo is brought to you by Fujifilm, making life more colorful. These guys have the coolest instant photography materials known to mankind. They have, of course, the pack film in 3.25 by 4.25 and 4x5, color and black and white. They have the Instax systems in the wide format, the Instax 210 camera and film, and of course the Instax Mini in the Instax Mini 7 and the Instax Mini 25, both in color film. Beautiful stuff. There's nothing cooler than instant photography. You get a print, because if you don't have a print, you don't have a real photograph. This is great fun stuff. This is great for art. This is great for business. This is cool stuff. You definitely want to check them out over at www.fujifilmusa.com/professional, making life more colorful. Our friends over at Photo Publicist, providing worldwide publicity, strategic promotion, social media marketing, and business development for the photographer, turning photographers into celebrities. You can find out more information over at www.photopublicist.com. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab for the highest quality work known to mankind anywhere on this planet. Unbelievable developing, scanning, and of course, output on high quality Fuji Crystal Archive. Unbelievable cool stuff these guys are up to. And remember, you don't have a photograph unless you have a print in your hand, and you need to print your pictures. This is important. You need to supply proofs to your customers and even print your own work, because it's not about looking at it on a monitor. It's about holding a print in your hand. Definitely check these guys out at Richard Photo Lab, of course, at richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5. DR5 Chrome Black and White Developing, that turns your black and white neg into, that's right, black and white chrome. Unbelievable stuff. www.dr5.com. Our friends over at Upstrap at upstrap-pro.com for the camera strap that will not slip off your shoulder, guaranteed bar none, the coolest strap around. Our friends at Iger Studios for the finest quality drum scans known to mankind, igerstudios.com. Our official media partner, APUG, the Analog Photography User Group, for all things traditional photographic process on the web, www.apug.org. And our official philanthropic partner, George Eastman House International Museum of Photography and Film, over at www.eastmanhouse.org. Today on Inside Analog Photo, you're going to be joined by Stephen Schaub and, of course, myself, Scott Shepard. We're going to be talking about the brand new, over-the-top, very cool educational opportunities called Film is Fun. You can find out, of course, more information about this over at www.filmisfun.com. Stephen, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Scott?
Good, buddy. So let's talk about this. We've got a brand new deal cooking. We're finally going to break out and give some enlightenment to the photographic community in regards to analog capture and multiple output hybrid workflows. This is going to be pretty fun.
I'm very excited about it.
So let's talk about this. We've been chatting for quite a while about how things are moving in the industry, and we finally come up with a deal now to, I think, enlighten people with a no BS, direct to the deal program. So what's your thoughts on what we've been talking about and what we've launched here?
You and I, as you said, have been talking for the last couple of years here about the need in the industry for an honest discussion about what photographers really need and how to succeed in this business. And it's a hard market right now. And I think that there's a lot of misinformation out there. I think that these workshops are going to provide the information that people need to make sound decisions with regard to, how do I shoot a wedding with film and make it be profitable? Does film really make sense working in a hybrid workflow? And we're going to sit down and show people how all of this makes sense from start to finish. And the nice part about the workshops is that there's a general sort of course outline for each workshop. But when somebody signs up for our workshops, they're going to get an interview where you or I will be talking to them for 20 or 30 minutes and talking to them about their needs and their skill levels and looking at their work online. And then we'll be tailoring the workshop to the skills and the needs of the students. And I think that makes it unique, because we're not just giving people some generic Wonder Bread, you have to fit into the workshop. We're giving you the honest answers, and we're giving you workshops that are really tailored to you.
Plus, there's a lot of workshops out there now, and some of them are dealing with film. And really, when you go to a Film is Fun event that will be brought to you by us, this is not a catfish shoot in a barrel deal. So really, this is not the point of, can I get images for my portfolio? This is not a fluffed over deal where we're just going to have a bunch of models and it's going to be fun. I mean, if someone really wanted that, great, we'll supply it. But I really don't think this is not the direction going, because you can go to a lot of things, but you're not going to learn what you need to know. You're going to learn maybe, well, here's a 15-minute tutorial on a meter and let's go shoot some pretty people. This is not that deal.
No, and if there are needs for people to understand how to expose for film that's going to be scanned, how do you do different shooting strategies, yes, we'll go through that. But this is, I think, as you're saying, definitely more of the honest discussion about what you really need. I mean, the reality is you and I are not sponsored by any corporation with regards to these workshops. So we can say whatever we want. We're not beholden to anybody. So this isn't like we're going to be promoting one company over the other or one product over the other. We're going to promote and we're going to teach what works.
Well, exactly. So we're not beholden to the man. Another thing that I think is the big thing is that as an attendee of one of our programs, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So we're going to tell you the truth, and this is the honest to God truth, and you might not like it and it might not be palatable, but we're going to give you this information and we don't want you sharing this with your friends, and this is a closed deal. So you're really going to walk away with some information that you could probably figure out on your own, but you're going to spend a lot of money and a lot of years, because we put a lot of years in this, and I know we've spent a lot of money trying to figure this stuff out.
That's right. And the non-disclosure agreement really is one of the big keys to the success, because in so many workshops, so much stuff has to be held back. And this really frees you and I up to have these honest conversations with people about current technology and what they're doing and how to profit. And you're right, people aren't going to want to share this information, because this is what's going to give them that competitive edge in the market. You're not going to want to go to one of these workshops and then just go post everything that you just learned, because you're essentially screwing yourself.
Well, of course not. And the thing with the allegiance to corporate sponsors, I mean, there's certain companies we love their products, okay? And we might talk about that, and we're going to talk about it, but you know something? We might not like something as well. And
That's
we're
right.
going to tell you the honest to God truth. If you want a light meter, we're going to tell you which one is good and which one sucks. And it's going to come to emulsions and development and labs and scanners. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff. And there's some people making some fabulous, beautiful product. There's some people that are doing great stuff and not so good stuff. So really, I think the point is to be able to figure this out and how you can be a working photographer that you need to make a living. And even an advanced amateur that you're into this stuff and you want to do art or fine art and whatever you're doing, but not to go out and hose yourself. And I'm going to go out and buy this $10,000 printer and then go out and buy this and then figure out, like, dude, I hose myself.
Right. I think people don't realize a lot of the learning curves and how difficult it is to really get the actual information about a lot of this process. And I've written about it on the web, and you've written about it, recorded about it. And I think that this is really the place where we can put it all together for people and really provide those answers and that solution, so people aren't spending that $5,000 or $10,000 and then going, now what? And I think the other thing that's nice is that the workshops are being taught at a variety of different locations. So we're going to try to bring the workshops to California, to Florida, to Vermont, and make it so the workshops possibly could be in your backyard. I mean, to the point that you're not going to necessarily always have to be traveling to the Southwest, always having to travel to the Northeast. The workshops are going to be taught around the country. And I think that one of the strengths of this is it enables people to be able to more easily get to a workshop or more than one workshop throughout the year.
Well, exactly. And the way the format is structured is it's really you're spending a lot of quality time with us. And it's not to where we show up at 10 a.m. and give you a boot out the door at 5 p.m. The experience, you're embedded in it. I mean, it's a 24/7 gig that I think is going to give an opportunity to really share some information in an environment that's extremely palatable and relaxing. And you're actually going to be able to feel comfortable about what we're talking about and what you're going to be able to learn.
Well, and you and I both eat, sleep, breathe photography. And I think that's very much what this is about. People want to hang out late at night and have a drink and talk photography and go over some more stuff. I know you're willing to do it, and I know I am. But I think the other thing, too, is that we also offer the ability of a custom-tailored workshop for a specific person or for a group. So in addition to the way that we're doing the normal workshops, people can request, hey, my camera group or a few of my photographer friends would like to have you guys come out and do a custom-tailored workshop for us at our location. That's also possible. And I think that makes us unique. It makes it unique that we're providing this valuable information, and yet we're also tailoring it to the photographer's needs.
And that's the thing. It really depends on what you're looking for. And I think we've scoped a few of these events around different locations based off of different types of content. street shooting, fine art, definitely hands-on workshops in your studio in Vermont about fine art printing and color management and these things that I find once you know the right information, it's easy to get a grasp of this stuff. But let's say you're a photographer and you're dealing with a lab and this lab is doing your scans for you. They're not telling you information that you need to know. They're not talking about ICC profiles. They're not talking about certain things. And you don't have to go full geek to know these things. But if you're not informed and you can't make an informed choice, then you're not even taking care of your own gig, because if you can't make the informed decision, then how can you make a right decision?
Exactly. I mean, whether or not you ever want to go into advanced color management and advanced printing and all these special things, very few people really want to go maybe to that full extreme. But having the information, having that knowledge base just makes you a better photographer. Because when you're sitting down working with a master printer or when you're working with somebody who's helping you and helping your art, you know the lingo, you know how to talk about it, and you know what's good and what's bad. And so even if it's a workshop, like you said, like the master printing workshops with advanced color management, a lot of people might say, well, you know what, I'm never going to set up an advanced printing system like that. That's okay. But to know the information and to have a basic grasp of it, how stuff works, just makes you a better photographer.
Exactly. So I think this is why this is a unique educational opportunity to actually get a hands-on, one-on-one deal with two instructors instead of one. And like we said, it's not a catfish barrel shot gig where we're going to just supply a bunch of women and you can go take their pictures. I mean, if that's what people want, great. But this is what you need to survive in the year 2011.
That's right. It's the honest answers about the industry, about the technology, about how to profit from your work, and how to stay creative, and how to keep the work fun. And I think that's something that gets lost a lot. But I think it's part of what these workshops are about.
Definitely so. In coverage, it's really about what we talked about in the interview process and what you need to learn and how we're going to modify and present a overview of what the group that is signed up for a specific date is going to be doing. So we're going to give you a rundown. And of course, once you sign up, you'll have a detailed information and so forth and so on. So it's not willy-nilly, but if we had five people that all want to talk about fine art landscape, then we're going to tailor the content for you, not give you, oh, well, here's our pre-canned wedding prezo, and you can make it work by taking a picture of that beautiful rock. So if you're into taking pictures of rocks, then we're going to talk about rocks.
Exactly. And I think that definitely makes us unique, and it makes the workshops respond to the needs of the student, which I see a lot of workshops that are being taught and a lot of workshops that I've visited over the years don't seem to do that. And I think that that's something that is a power for us when we are teaching the students. That interview process is so valuable because it really makes it that when you come to a workshop, it's structured in a way that makes sense for what your needs are.
Well, of course, like an example, what do I shoot for film? Well, we're going to tell you what to shoot. Do I need six different emulsions or only one? How do I do my art and do it economically? And I think that's one of the big things is how you can pull this off and not spend money, because you can definitely, in photography, spend a lot of money that you don't need
to. Well, and I think you and I have gone down a lot of those different paths through both of our multiple decades of shooting. And I think that sharing this information with people and showing them how they can do it and not have to have everybody go through some of the painful processes that I know I've gone through and you've gone through, especially with this whole switch from analog to digital and hybrid. And there's so much information that's really not accurate out there. And I think that the workshops at Film is Fun, and in addition to the fact that they're under NDA, really allow us to share, in a lot of ways, the secrets that we've learned from our own trial and error and working with other photographers and sharing them in this intimate group environment. I mean, there's not going to be 75 people at one of these workshops. These workshops are very small, and they're designed to give maximum student-to-teacher time. So 10 students. I mean, they're really geared for that.
Right. So you got 10 people with two instructors. It's a pretty good ratio that you're not going to just be left off willy-nilly set up with your tripod, taking a picture, and maybe you'll get to spend 5 or 10 minutes with somebody talking because there's another 45 people there. Not going to happen.
Exactly. And that one-on-one attention like that also doesn't end, as you've said before, at 5 o'clock. That continues on into the evening. People want to continue talking about photography. We'll continue talking about it. I think that level of passion is something that's unique about the Film is Fun workshops.
Well, exactly. And plus two, when we're out on a shoot, we're not going to be shooting. You're shooting. We're helping you. We're not going on a workshop so we can go out and take pictures too. We can go out and take pictures anytime we want. You're paying for our time, and we're not going to just drift off and take pictures and not try to answer your questions and help you. It's really about helping the photographer. It's not about us taking pictures for our own portfolio or stock.
That's right. And one of the things that I would say to people, and I think that you talked about this in the very beginning, is that the purpose of coming to these workshops is to try things that you've never done. You're not coming to these workshops to try to, as you said, make the new portfolio picture of the beautiful woman with the background. You're coming to these workshops to try things that challenge you, things that you've never done, questions that you have. And our job is to be there to help you solve these problems, to make it so you can make those type of successful shots in the future.
Exactly. So I think it's a unique opportunity. And of course, you can find out more information over at www.filmisfun.com. It's got information on us. It's got information on some different workshops.
And they can also contact us. There's a phone number on the website. If you have additional questions about a particular workshop, call us.
Well, that's the thing. And it's all about what you want. And we're trying to tailor this. And if you want us and there's only one or two of you, we can do that as well. That's why this is completely tailored for you, the photographer, and not working around what we want to give you. And if you want to buy into it, great. It's really about a complete customized experience, no matter what level it's at. Either it be one person or 10. That's the deal. It's pretty cool.
I think so.
So, of course, like we said, www.filmisfun.com. We're going to be pontificating on this more and more here on Inside Analog Photo. We want to just give you guys an alert today about what's going on, what we're working on. And I think that this is an opportunity that's not been seen in the industry ever. And if you're an analog photographer looking to learn more about your craft, this is the place to go.
Sounds good.
Steven, thanks so much. And we look forward to chatting to our fine quality photographer friends here in the future. More about Film Is Fun. And of course, definitely look at the website. If you have a question, go to the site. Give us a call. We'd love to chat with you directly. This is not an email and we'll get back to you. You can call a number and talk to a live human. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Steven, thanks so much. And we'll talk soon, buddy.
Take care.
The Inside Analog Photo Radio Program has been brought to you by Fujifilm for their full line of instant cameras and film. And of course, fine quality Fuji Crystal Archive paper over at www.fujifilmusa.com/professional. Our friends at Photo Publicist, worldwide publicity, strategic promotion, social media marketing, and business development over at www.photopublicist.com. Our friends at Richard Photo Lab for the finest quality lab in the country, richardphotolab.com. Our friends over at DR5 for black and white chrome at dr5.com. Upstrap for the finest quality camera strap that will not slide off your shoulder at upstrap-pro.com. Our friends over at Iger Studios at igerstudios.com. And, of course, our media partners of the Analog Photography User Group at apug.org and our official philanthropic partner, George Eastman House, over at eastmanhouse.org. I've been your host, Scott Shippard, here on Inside Analog Photo. We'll be back next week with more great analog photography.